NARS, North American Repossessors Summit, is an annual conference hosted by the ARA, American Recovery Association, where members and professionals in recovery, remarketing, and auto lending meet and network. What questions do you have for NARS and the ARA? Join the live chat, say hello, make new friends, and learn from the best on ATI Auto Business. What's up, ecosystem? Welcome back to ATI Auto Business Tuesday Nights Live, where everyone learns more about the automotive industry. If this is your first time here, please do feel welcome. We've got another great show lined up for you. We've got top industry news with headlines that include Cybertruck auction sale controversy, Apple cancels EV car project, and authorized wreckers only. So stick around for the news, and then we're going to get into the quarter hour. We're going to bring in Renee Lowe with Harding Brooks, Vaughn Clemens, and Tony Long, both with ARA, and then we're going to bring in our panel. We've got Brennan, Richard, and Chris, all with recovery agencies. And if you are with a repo agency and you want to get connected, please do put something in the live chat, say hello. Hey, you can do this. You can click like and share and copy that link. We're on YouTube, we're on LinkedIn. Hello, hello. Please do say hello in the live chat. All right, here we go. Let's do this. Let's go into, well, I'll get to the news here in a second. I just want to say thanks again for taking the time on a Tuesday night for show 336 in a row. This is NARS Energy 2024, the theme of which, thank you, Vaughn Clemens, for the transformation of the agent. Half suit, half bounty hunter. You've got to be on your toes. There's a lot to do to be in this business. The North American Repossessor Summit is about business. It brings recovery, remarketing, and lending together and more with information and webinar news and views for you to peruse. Okay. All right. So one of the things that was talked about, license plate info or body armor. Why should you have to choose? That is a really interesting topic. Talking about body armor, the cost of body armor, the violence against repo agents is on the rise. The cost, just looking at, large repo company spends an average of over $100,000 annually on purchasing license plates, which would equip 37 drivers with body armor, plus cameras for the vehicles. Small repo company, $23,000, that would equip 8 drivers. So you shouldn't have to choose. Violence on the rise, 2023, deadliest year in the 100-plus year history of auto repo. And some conversation and talk about body armor. You're going to hear about body armor tonight. In the conclusion, increased violence in the repo industry. So we're going to be talking about it. Also, repossession statistics. I shared this last show. We saw a peak in 2017. We'll be talking about numbers and business, etc. We got Renee Lowe, training and education coordinator at Harding Brooks. Tony Long is the executive director of the American Recovery Association. Vaughn Clemens is the president of ARA. We also have Brennan Hamilton. He's with Rapid Recovery Services and Insight. Richard G., Speedy Recovery. And we also have Chris Burns with AGR Recovery. So know your ecosystem. We talk about that on ATI. We'll go through all the verticals throughout the weeks and the months and the years. There's a lot to talk about in the automotive industry. If you missed it last show, just a week ago, we had Car Conference Energy, because these trade shows are where you're, you know, learning, networking, sharing. You already know this, but I love to promote it. Last Thursday, Nexus Auto Transport, one of the companies you'll find on Central Dispatch. There's so many people to get to know. So let's go into the news. Here we go. Just 5 minutes into the show. Thanks so much for taking the time. Now, you may have seen this. This was going around on LinkedIn the other day. This is a Cybertruck that went for $244,000 at auction. So here's the thing. A Porsche dealer listed the set Tesla Cybertruck at $289,000 after... Oh, yeah. See, they purchased it for $244,000 and then listed it for $289,000. I guess that's to cover the $50,000 penalty that Tesla is going to probably look into. See, here's the deal. It was the first Cybertruck sold at used car auction, although some have been sold privately. The dealership's winning bid was about twice the sticker price of the truck. This was a dual motor version, so it started about $100,000, give or take. Tesla has warned Cybertruck buyers that their sales agreement includes a clause forbidding them resale within 12 months to prevent flipping or buying the vehicle with the intention of selling it for a profit. Tesla has a long list of reservation holders who may have to wait years for the Cybertruck, which just launched in November. So Tesla's anti-flipping policy states that early resale of the pickup can incur a $50,000 penalty or more, depending on the resale price, an exemption for the unforeseen circumstances requiring a buyer to sell back to Tesla at original price minus wear and tear. So they will allow that. Some interesting guidelines here. Tesla has not said how many Cybertruck reservation holders are waiting in line, but it could be a million? Wow. The CEO of the auto wholesale business, Gimme the VIN, John Clay Wolf, said on his YouTube channel that his firm was the one that sold the Cybertruck on Manheim after buying the... Here's all the details, in case you're looking for them. Sold the Cybertruck on Manheim after buying it from a private seller for $210,000. Is there profit in here? A live stream of Manheim auction confirmed that Gimme the VIN was the seller. All right, so the details, the speculation is over, because Wolf said on his channel that John Clay Wolf Show, there's been a significant number of Cybertruck buyers who want to resell their pickups for a profit, but they're afraid Tesla will sue them. Yeah, because Tesla said they will, I think. Everybody freaks out because the $50,000 threat from Tesla, John said. We worked 30 deals to get that truck bought because everybody flaked out when they realized that Tesla was going to sue them for $50,000. His firm also sold another Cybertruck privately because it didn't want to auction two of them at the same time. Thank you, John. Tesla's resale terms. Although the information is not on the website, it does appear with the purchase agreement. According to the contract, owners are prohibited from selling or attempting to sell the vehicle within the first year of delivery. Let's go to the fine print. Let's magnify that. All right, for Cybertruck only. You here agree that in the event you breach this provision, or Tesla has reasonable belief that you are about to breach this provision, Tesla may seek injunctive relief to prevent the transfer of the title of the vehicle or demand liquidated damages from you in the amount of $50,000 or the value received as consideration for the sale or transfer, whichever is greater. Tesla may also refuse to sell you any vehicles in the future. All right, well, go big or go home, I guess. Hey, Apple has canceled their decade-long electric car project. Man, the move draws the curtain on a plan that would have helped Apple break out into a new industry and potentially replicate the success of the iPhone. The project had seen uneven progress throughout its life, and its end comes as global automakers cut back their investments in electric vehicles. Think about that. What would Steve Jobs say, right? Man, really? We can't do a car? Several employees working on the project will be shifted to the company's AI division. Okay, right. On to the AI. Here we go. EV startup Fisker raises going concern. See, EV is... I mean, you see the same headlines I do. Fisker is going to lay off 50% of its staff following a series of stumbles in its first year of production. Fisker's warning about its ability to stay in business was triggered by its abrupt transition from a direct consumer sales model. Ah, warning. When you see an abrupt transition in revenue model from a direct to consumer sales model to using a traditional dealership network. Fisker reported a worse than expected loss of the year, said it missed its fully production target of at least 13,000 units. Fisker built a little over 10,000 vehicles in 2023, delivered just under $5,000 to customers. I mean, it's hard in the beginning, obviously. Lordstown Motors went down, right? But the Ford Maverick is crushing it. I don't know. So this tow truck driver was arrested after hauling one car after a crash. Okay, so I'm like, I don't get it. Why? Well, a tow truck driver was arrested Wednesday afternoon after allegedly rolling up on a crash scene and offering to haul a vehicle away. But I think it's been proven that that's actually it's more than allegedly. The incident happened after four vehicles collided on I-95 and one of them needed to be towed. According to the trooper's statement, after the stranded vehicle's owner confirmed he had not called anyone about getting his car moved, Florida Highway Patrol enlisted a tow truck driver to transport the gray Honda from their authorized list. Before the authorized tow truck arrived, hired by the FHP, another wrecker pulled up and offered to transport the Honda. The car's owner reportedly paid the driver $149, so, I mean, the guy gave him money, telling the trooper he did not know which company had been assigned. So I guess maybe did the trooper tell him? I don't know. But according to the trooper, the company's dispatcher, because they called the dispatcher, always call the dispatcher, the dispatcher denied that her driver broke any law and hung up the phone. I suppose that's in the training manual. The trooper said the dispatcher and the driver were both told they violated state law that barred unauthorized tow trucks that drive by crashing and offering to move the vehicle before an authorized wrecker can arrive. So I didn't know that. Newsflash. I hope that comes up tonight. Somebody put a bookmark in that one. And so on the heels of the Tesla Cybertruck $50,000, if you don't think Tesla's serious, Elon Musk is suing OpenAI. Elon Musk is suing OpenAI for breach of contract, which, again, back to the Tesla. He says the company violated its promise to develop AI for the good of humanity. If he's willing to go after just on breach of good of humanity, you better watch that auction. And Musk wants them to pay the price. He's seeking a court order to force the company to make its research and technology public, and he wants OpenAI to give back all the money it made as a result of breaching the contract. Now, I'm not saying I don't agree on some moral level. I just, you know, I don't know. That sounds fascinating. Can't wait to hear more. Leverage ATI in your business. Why don't ship cars and move information? What you want to do, go to atiautobusiness.com. And when you get there, click on Contact Us. Go to the Contact Us page. Send us an email. Let us know how we can help. And we'll even tell you what's in the ELD punch right after this. Stick around. We'll be right back. After this, with Renee Lowe.
The evolution of transportation. In the beginning of car shipping, there were stone tablets and woolly mammoths, very primitive vehicle delivery. Then, horse-powered haulers with mile-long paper BOLs causing enormous time hassle and massive stacks of paperwork for dealers, shippers, and carriers. What were we thinking? But now, with modern technology and cell phone mobile apps, simply click a button, order quick, reliable auto transport to pick up and deliver your cars safely and on time. It's instant car shipping at the best market rate. Start saving money today and get signed up. Visit oneauctionview.com.
Are you completely stressed out from all the calls and the contracts and the verifications of loads where nobody ever answers the phone? Call Murphy Auto Dispatch Services today. Murphy Auto Dispatch Services has over 15 years in the transport industry. We are your office while you are on the road. We book, we verify, and we bill out your loads for you. We have an excellent accounting staff and an even better dispatch team. Give us a call today at 417-273-0021. Or if you want to email me, it's murphyautotransport31@yahoo.com. Give us a call today.
Need help shipping a car or keeping a carrier loaded? Murphy Auto Transport Services is a fully licensed broker and offers professional dispatch services. Visit murphyautotransportservices.com. All right, here we go. What we're going to do now, we're going to bring in Renee. We're going to start with Renee. So please do help me wish a very warm welcome to Renee Lowe, Training and Education Coordinator at Harding Brooks. Renee, can you see me okay?
I can see you, Jay. Hello, everyone. Hey. I'm happy to be here tonight.
It's great to have you back. Let's do this before we go any further. For anyone that's not familiar with who you are and what you do, please say hello and tell us a little bit more.
So, as you said, I'm the Training and Education Coordinator for Harding Brooks. Harding Brooks insures the majority of the repossessors in the United States. If we don't insure you, please give us a call. We also insure any auto haulers who are listening. We'd be happy to provide insurance for you. In my position, I try to share knowledge over my many years of experience in underwriting to help the industry be safer.
I've learned a lot from you and with you in the different segments and shows that we've had. And it all started, which is fun to talk about, just less than a year and a half ago at Used Car Week 2022, right? You said hello to me. We started talking. Now, several video segments later, we're talking about NARS. And I don't think we've done a little bit of live stream at NARS, but we've never done a NARS energy show. That's what this is, which is a promotion of the NARS live event before it happens. What's NARS?
So NARS is the industry event where repossessors from all over the country, lenders, come. We all get together. Everybody shares information, shares ideas. And most people, if not everyone, goes away learning something new, how to run their business better, make some contacts with some different lenders. We'd love to, some auto haulers came too this time to make some good connections there. It's just a wonderful industry event, and it's going to be in wonderful Orlando. So very family friendly.
All right. So, and you have trade shows, the more you go and you see, you know, you've got the orchestration of the show. You have speakers, sponsors, schedule, agenda, attendees. This show is, what is it, an intersection of recovery, auto lending.
So the auto lenders are there to connect with the repossessors. It gives them an opportunity to talk to the repossessors. It is, you know, primarily an event for the repossessors to like get together, make connections, learn more. There's always a large assortment of vendors who will have their different products on display, which is always interesting to me to see the different products that are available to the repossessors. It's just a place, if you've got anything to do in the repo space, that you want to be.
Let's do this. Before we go any further, I'm gonna bring in Tony and Vaughn. They're both with the ARA, American Recovery Association. So Tony and Vaughn, here we go. And while I'm doing that, I'm going to jump into the live chat. Let me back the chat up just a hair. I see, okay, so Renee said hello in the live chat, 925 Logistics in the live chat. Von Clements, thank you for putting on the show. That's awesome. Thank you. Tony Long, can't wait to see everyone in Orlando. Repo Ryan's in the live chat. Oh, and 925 Logistics is asking for your contact info, Renee.
So I will put it in there. Yes, I will.
Vaughn, can you see me and hear me okay?
I can see you, Jay, and I can hear you as well.
Perfect. Here's Tony. Tony, can you see us and hear us okay? All right. Good to go? All right, cool. Let's do this. Vaughn, it's a race. You got in here first. You're the president of ARA. Please say hello and tell us a little bit more.
Hello, everyone. And Jay, once again, thank you for this opportunity you've given us to intersect with the transport world. Your dedication to the transport side has intersected with the recovery side. I think the repo hammer, that you call it, has been thrown out the window. And now we understand that we both share so much in common. But I'm Vaughn Clemens, as Jay said. I am the president of American Recovery Association and the president of American Automobile Recovery Bureau out of Houston. Almost 40 years in this business, and I'm loving it every day.
Thank you very much, Vaughn. And it is true, the repo hammer really does exist. It's in the archive. It's in a crate somewhere, and not to be used again. Because we're learning more about, it's really, really cool. True story. All right, Tony Long, please say hello and tell us a little bit more about you. Now, he might be on courtesy mute. Might be. No. Okay, so here, let's do this. Troubleshooting live. No problem. So in your Zoom menu, I say this all the time. You'll see audio settings and video settings. And if you click on audio, it'll ask you to choose a microphone and it'll ask you to choose a speaker. And if you click the caret and you're able to navigate through the menu. Now, there are times when I've used Teams during the day and nothing works. Because Teams and Zoom, you know, are like transportation and repo. Okay, that's, you know. No, so... so, that can happen. And we see you, we know you're imparting wisdom for us. But so here, try this, Tony. Exit and come back in and see if that, you know, try that, give that a shot. While we're doing that, so Renee was kind of teeing us up with what NARS is. Vaughn, when I mentioned body armor, take it away.
You know, that's, I'll say it like this. Who would have ever thought that we would be in a season where body armor would be a part of a conversation with the recovery field? But we're here. And not only body armor, but the cameras. It's become a necessity. So we're really looking at trying to equip the entire industry with about this type of gear. There's a cost associated with that. We've had a call to action a couple months ago. We created a system, a thing called Recovery Industry Mastermind. And we have some agents from across the country that have joined this committee, and we're looking to try to find some solutions to actually be able to provide body armor to every agent in the country if they want it. So body armor is needed. Body cameras are also needed. But we're a long way from having the answers to have that, be able to equip the agencies with that.
Hey, Jay, can I jump in real quick?
Yeah, please do, yeah.
I applaud the effort that Vaughn and the ARA team have been taking, trying to find ways to help make body armor affordable for the repo industry. They've been working very hard to come up with solutions. And this year, they totally are, you know, it's like, we've got a problem. Everybody, let's throw ideas in and get some solutions on the table. So they've done an awesome job.
Thank you, Renee.
You know, so, because I hear that and I'm thinking, okay, well, all right, one, what do agents normally? I really don't know. Just regular clothes?
Yeah.
I guess it's not.
Here's the deal, Jay. We had, in the last 6 months of 23, seven agents were killed in the line of duty. And I believe, it's my belief, and we'll have other commentaries on here later, but I believe if one or two or three of them had body armor on, it may have saved them their lives. And a lot of this has to do, I think, Marcel, who's one of our board members, put on a great webinar last week around the subject, which is there's a choice that has to be made. Can you afford this, or do you have to buy a plate for a vehicle that you're looking to repossess? This should not be in the cards. We should be able to make enough on the fee side where that the owners themselves should be able to provide this equipment to their drivers. So to answer your question, there was no such equipment ever provided. And if there it is, the agency owners did that on their own.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense to me that, I it's really interesting because I had never, you know, this is it's like anything else. I would have never thought about that. But I guess if you look at any armed, right, let's go to law enforcement. Yeah. Is your average law enforcement officer wearing body armor, Kevlar, something like that?
Yes. Yeah. It just makes sense. Right. If it can mitigate risks of your life, then most officers, and I have found none, that don't wear it. Because they're going into these areas, into situations where their lives are at risk. Well, the recovery agencies, whether they're driving a camera car or truck, or releasing a car at the lot, they're faced with this hazard. And this body armor would mitigate the risk, which is what we're trying to do.
And Jay, repossessors are not armed. They carry no weapons. So if they come up, you know, against someone with a gun, you know, the body armor would be their only defense.
Yes. Yes.
Wow. So, and we seem to, not, this is not a political statement, but we seem to live in a world where there are quite a few weapons in the hands of the average person. And the problem here is that in a repossession moment, situation, there are some negative feelings, right?
Yeah. We're always the bad guys. You can't take that away. And you're going in a situation where you don't know what a person is going through. And here you come adding to their woes. It's a nightmare. And the guys that are faced with this hazard, to Renee's point, they can't shoot back. They have to, and this kind of goes around the art of training, self-awareness courses, and all the things that we're all trying to put together to make sure the agents are in the best understanding of what they can and cannot do, how to escape a situation without the use of firearms. And that's what we're training agents to do right now.
Wow, this sounds kind of scary.
Yeah, it is.
Tony, can you hear us okay?
I can hear you.
Perfect. Yeah, why don't you jump in? Tony, wow, this is a sobering topic. Perfect time to say hello.
Yeah, bring me in on a sobering moment. No, you know what? I've been listening to this, and one of the things that I think is impressive is we've seen in recent days a lot of the industry partners, a lot of the lenders who are trying to work with us to find solutions to make sure that, you know, dollars are not misappropriated and that these agents have some of the resources and maybe help provide some of the information that they're paying for currently. So, you know, we're seeing a lot of effort being made. Where can we come up with the dollars and the solutions to put body cameras and Kevlar on these agents? It is a horrible tragedy that we've lost these lives. And we're going to obviously note that at this conference at the appropriate time. But on the other side of that, you know, you've got a great organization here with good industry partners, sponsors, trying to do the things education wise. Bon and a lot of the ARA and a lot of the other people involved at NARS provide a lot of training to make these agents better at situational awareness and safety. And we try to do all that we can do, but of course we can't reinvent bad people. And they're out there, and we have to do everything we can to keep them safe.
I know that you mentioned the training. There's a lot of compliance training, or there's many different educational aspects. Yeah. We don't have to just stay on body armor, but that got my attention. What other topics are front and center at NARS in your educational sessions and awareness? What else? What are the things? How about CFPB?
Well, this year we're not really including the CFPB in this meeting, but you know they always are there because really a lot of our compliance is brought about when the CFPB came on board. But we're really gearing this NARS towards the agents. We know the first day we kick off our deal with the EV training. You know, we follow up with an agent's solution to the storage nightmare, which is going to really hit on the transportation issue that we all are aware of. We have tons of breakout sessions. Most of the breakout sessions are trying to gear our agent network to understand that just being a repo agent, a good repo agent, is no longer the only thing you need to have. You must be a good business owner and a good businessman or woman, because what's happened in our space, and this is why this education is so important, is most folks come into this business with the idea that I can tow a car. Well, we do more of everything else than towing, you know, and we have to train our agents to be good businessmen and women, to understand the importance of how to avoid the biggest hazard in our space, which is going into a situation and having a breach of peace, which Renee really is familiar with. The breach of peace is really, in my opinion, and I say this all the time, Jay, it's becoming almost like a noise, but good leadership continues to push problems until the solution is found. The problem with our industry is it all goes back to fees. So you got an agent in the middle of the night who's checked, you know, who knows, 40, 50 addresses, picked up no calls, and then he spots a vehicle. And it's the first car of his shift, and it's the only thing he has left to pick up. That situation where an agent only gets paid if he picks up the car, not only puts the agent at risk, it puts the consumer at risk. It puts the agent in an issue where he has to get the vehicle. And these are the things we're trying to highlight at this year's NARS. We can no longer sit back and be afraid to talk the information that the lenders need to hear because they don't like certain phrases. We're in a really serious issue, and it's causing agents their lives, and it all circles back to fees.
You know, it seems like at each trade show there's somebody who needs to get a strong message. Would it be then at a lot of recovery shows where the lender, you need, hey, here, we have something really important we need to talk about. And so how do you, I know this is a kind of a curveball, but how do you navigate that?
Let me kind of go back to the history of NARS. So a guy named Art Christensen and Patrick Altins came up with this concept back in early 2008. And this year we're celebrating our 15th year in NARS. So this is huge. But these two guys, especially Art, his whole life evolved around unifying the space. And one of the things that he's done for us, and God bless his heart, he has believed in unifying us even when most folks didn't. Now, the ARA has been carrying the shoulder of NARS for the last 15 years. And the good thing about it is it brings clients along with the agents in a space where we can talk. Collaboration is what's needed. What we can't do is be afraid to talk about problems that affect us. And words like close fees and storage fees, all these services that we have historically given away for free, they have to be put back on the table, and we must collaboratively reach a solution to fix the problem. And it may not be something that the lenders want to hear, but they have to hear it. It's our duties, me, Tony, and anyone else that's a part of making our industry better. They have to speak truth to the power, even if it hurts.
Right. Yeah. This is where advocacy of the association plays a big part in the education. So there is networking, learning, but there is advocacy and education. Do me a favor, right after this, we're going to bring in some recovery specialists into our panel. So stick around because we'll be right back.
Auction VCommerce is the universal support solution to help brick-and-mortar auctions respond to the needs of digital buyers and sellers with greater efficiency, accountability, and more access. Auction VCommerce is a bridge between the dealers of the past and the auction of the future.
Transport Auto Quoter is by far the leading auto quoting software on the market and the only auto quoter with a pro version that comes preset with accurate pricing for anywhere in the U.S. So you don't have to worry about it. The best part is that no change with your current software is needed. Just plug TAQ in and start booking jobs. Carriers can easily plug TAQ into their current websites and start making money right away. I bet you're wondering how we do this instantly and accurately 24/7. Well, constant analytics is the key. Our PriceWatch team is constantly monitoring current market conditions, paying close attention to seasonal and quick-moving industry changes. At the end of the day, it takes a lot of time and data to maintain good pricing, time that most of us just don't have on a daily basis. So free yourself up. Using TAQ Pro is really a no-brainer. Save time and money, maximizing your leads and optimizing your online investments. You'll finally be able to sleep well at night knowing that TAQ is on the job selling for you 24/7. Never missing a potential job.
Don't lose any more sleep worrying about missing leads. Get Transport Auto Quoter to quote the right price the first time, every time. Run your business with TAQ. Visit transportautoquoter.com. Links are in the live chat. All right, thank you so much. So here we go. Let's do this. Let's get a drum roll. Please help me wish a warm welcome to Brennan Hamilton, Richard G., and Chris Burns. Now, Richard, I'll start with you. Richard, I didn't ask you how to say your last name.
It's Grosvenor. The S is silent.
Grosvenor. This is why I didn't say it. I would have got it wrong.
Grosvenor. It's fine.
Richard. All right. Richard, let's start with you. Please say hello. Tell us a little bit more about you.
Hey, Jay. Hey, everyone. Again, Richard Grosvenor, owner of Speedy Recovery Services, based out of Georgia. 31 years in the industry. Proud to be here. Proud to tell everybody, you know, what I've done in my 31 years. And, you know, a member of ARA, member of Allied, and the Eagle 20. I'm an Eagle 20 member as well, and just happy to be here with you guys.
Thanks very much, Richard. Brennan, will you please say hello? Tell us a little bit more about you.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for having me. My name is Brennan Hamilton, and I'm with Rapid Recovery Agency, just right underneath Richard in Florida. And I'm now 17 years. We're in business now, so I'm here to talk about an amazing software that I was able to develop to help out in the repossession space for agency owners to get a better understanding of their metrics on the day-to-day basis of all the many moving parts this industry has to offer. So glad to be here and glad to share anything I can to help the industry out.
The software is called Insight. And we hope to learn more about that tonight. So thanks, Brennan. Chris, please say hello and tell us a little bit more about you.
Good evening, everybody. My name is Chris Burns, president of AGR Recovery in South Florida. Also past president of FALAR, Florida Association of Licensed Repossessors, and currently sitting on the PeerSec Council representing the repossession industry for the state of Florida. Thank you guys for having me. It's a pleasure to be here. I've been in business for 12 years now, and hopefully keep going.
All right. Thanks so much. All right, I really appreciate everybody taking the time. So I'm just going to hop in the back seat and let you all drive because NARS is coming up. I'm ready to learn. Tell me more. Tell me something. Where do you want to start, y'all?
Well, Jay, one thing I'd point out that, you know, with ARA, I know that we, as an organization, we also have a special date coming up, 60-year anniversary. Our 60th anniversary meeting is happening the day before NARS starts. And a lot of people don't know, you know, that much about what goes on, the precursor to all these meetings. But I can tell you the people with the ARS Planning Committee have been busy trying to put together a great NARS meeting. It's one of those times where we kind of lay our titles aside and we try to bring everybody in the industry together, other associations, other industry members, suppliers, vendors, lenders, forwarders, anybody that, you know, does business with our agents. And so, you know, that first day that we get together, Harding Brooks comes in and just literally, you know, lays out and funds this meeting for us so that we can meet and help plan and help contribute to the rest of the industry. And so we celebrate ARA that first day, but then we go right into the NARS meeting and we celebrate the whole industry and everybody that plays a part in it. So I just wanted to get that in there because Renee and her company really does a great job with that.
Thank you, Tony. We're happy to be a part. You know that.
I know you are. But we're looking forward to hearing, you know, there's some other people out there. ARA it's certainly become more sophisticated, more from a technology standpoint. We assist a lot of the lenders and forwarders in vetting these agents and making sure that anything they want to have on record for them, we help them and assist them do that. And we work with a lot of different partners in the industry to make sure that everybody's doing what they need to do to be as safe and as professional as they can. And so we assist with that. But, you know, we've been talking about some heavy subjects, and we're going to do some heavy training with some help from a lot of our partners during those days at NARS. But it's going to be fun, too. There's going to be a lot of chances for social interaction, for networking. Some people will make business partners and friends there for the first time. This is my first NARS meeting, and I'm amped. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to see and meet all these people that make up this most interesting industry. And I've been around the automotive industry for decades now in the remarketing side, the auction side, and all that. But this is, someone made the point a while ago that this is what keeps the wheels rolling. Unless these cars are kept in the marketplace, it's part of the free economy, and it's so important that we conduct business professionally and safely, and I know that's what NARS is all about. So just wanted to get that in there.
I'm glad you said that. I was going to say that one of the things I've learned is, a lot of trade shows start with, right, an aspect of committee meetings, which is kind of a great way. In fact, isn't that the inception of many events? They started with committee meetings and then grew into the tent, kept getting bigger. I would just say, as an outsider, I've learned a lot just from having the shows and the panel discussions, and I continue to learn more. So, what's another piece here?
Well, I think that, Jay, that, you know, I've been invited back to speak again on a panel. Different various size companies, small, medium, and large. But I think most importantly, if you take away from what NARS is offering, when you can come sit side by side with your competitors and basically share trade secrets, tell them what runs best in your business and your practice, and you share that with your competitors, I think that speaks volumes. So I think that's huge for NARS and for everybody involved and associated with NARS, that we're all coming together to share our knowledge to better everybody within the industry.
I was just typing sharing knowledge here, because I absolutely agree with that. It's really cool. What's another one? And maybe, hey, Brennan, don't let the clock run out without telling us more about Insight. This might be a good time.
Yeah, it was actually a perfect segue. So I was going to also say that it also gives the opportunity for people that are already in the repossession industry that have come up with solutions to help out the industry in various different ways to come out and exhibit and showcase their products and their services. And that's what I do, right? So Insight is a software that has been in development now for a little over five, six years. And we just launched last year, a couple months after NARS, our basic plan. And in a nutshell, it just gives an opportunity for agencies to see things that we're not normally used to seeing on a day-to-day basis. Like I said earlier, there's so many moving parts in this industry, and being able to have access of giving a viewpoint, see all of it, or at least the things that drive our most important decisions, has historically been very hard to get and have access to. So, out of all the years of being in this business, all the pain points I've experienced personally, you know, it was just a journey of essentially trying to solve my own problems, being inspired by other people that came out and that were also repossession agency owners, and seeing what they did with software, which in return inspired me to try to dabble in, you know, figure out solutions, again, for me And then also build it in a way to where not only I could benefit from it, but everybody else in the industry could too. And that's what we're doing right now. And the software allows you to do just that, to be more efficient, to be more productive, and at the end of the day, to make better decisions, which is our goal for the industry, right? And so we're going to be at NARS. We have a booth there, actually two booths. So we're going to be able to showcase the product and the software to everyone and anyone that wants an opportunity to check it out. Have a couple breakout sessions as well at NARS, and I hope everyone attends to those breakout sessions because we have some pretty good content that I think everyone in the space could obviously benefit from. So I'm super psyched.
Expo hall, booths at a trade show, those are also nice to have. So you just mentioned that. Renee Harding Brooks will have a booth. Renee and I are going to actually collaborate on a live stream on Friday, I believe it's April 12th, at NARS at maybe 10:30-ish for about an hour plus. And this is a great way to get a chance to, if you can't make it to the show, to see the booths and get a flavor of the show. You've got, so you're also speaking and demoing the software. Richard, you're speaking. Chris, do you have a participatory role in the NARS this year?
Unfortunately, this year at NARS, no, I will not. I'll be in another function. But trust me, being in my backyard, I wish I was there this year. But I do want to say something. Brennan has done a great job with Insight. We use it ourselves. I know a lot of people have mentioned why use a software that another repo company is using it. Listen, Brennan's not even 30 minutes down the street from me. I'm not worried about him going after my customers. You know, he's put in the efforts to help our industry. It's a great tool. I invite everybody, they should be using it. And to touch on something Richard said as well, listen, this is a industry that's changing. We all need to help each other. We all may be competitors with each other, but everybody needs to be open-minded and be willing to work with each other for us to survive in this industry. Because in my opinion, we don't have the agents that we used to have back in the past. We're kind of, I hate to say it, almost starting to be a dying breed. So if we don't come together and we don't all work together, we're not going to survive together. And there's plenty, plenty of work for everybody out there. So there shouldn't be any concerns about talking with somebody. I've collaborated with Brennan and other companies. We're all here to help each other. Let's make each other grow.
Thank you. Very well put, Chris.
Thank you, Brennan.
And that pretty much kind of sums up what NARS is all about, is helping everybody grow and be better. I mean, it's a truly awesome event. And, you know, I love it going because it's just such a great collaboration.
Just helped me grow my company with NARS. It's how I've met lenders. It's how I've learned how to do things differently. So, yes, NARS is 100% a true benefit.
This just in, we have a surprise guest coming in right now, but Tony, you were going to say.
No, I was just going to say, you mentioned the expo hall, and this kind of tells you the thirst for knowledge and for products that this industry has. The exhibit hall sold out just almost instantly. We found some new and unique ways to even create an overflow exhibit hall. So if you're looking for a lot of product knowledge and to discuss these products with all these good vendors, then you need to really be there and make your way through there, shake hands, and ask them what they're about. You'll learn something, and that's what this is all about. So we're very appreciative of all these exhibitors who are coming and sharing their knowledge, and we should try to support them.
I was looking at the list of let's pull this up on the screen here. I was looking at just, what's at NARS, and you go to reposummit.com. In fact, everybody's doing that right now. They're going to reposummit.com. And when you get there and you start clicking on, you got speakers, exhibitors, and sponsors. There's a lot of information up here. It seems like, is this show growing?
This is a beautiful property. Any of you who are familiar with the Signia by Hilton, which has the conference center between it and the Waldorf. It's a beautiful premier property, a Disney property. And so we're taking full advantage of all the social aspects of it, but we're really learning, but trying to make it look like fun. And we're doing a pretty good job. It's a beautiful property, a lot of good events, a lot of good social events. And you said it, reposummit.com. That's where you need to go to look at this. You know, rooms became in short supply, exhibits just sold out. A lot of people are trying to go to the closing party at Disney. There's a new first-time thing at Epcot, and there were some emails that went out about that today because there's some limited space, but we found a way to get some more people into the park. So we hope everybody stays from the beginning to the closing ceremonies of this, and you'll certainly learn a lot.
So I think not that one. I think I saw this. Yeah, so you want to go to Epcot? It just went out today. 75 more tickets to Epcot?
Yep.
That's awesome.
Yeah, well, this is a giveaway. This is some of the ingenuity that our exhibitors have. So you see the DR. DRN's another great sponsor we have, and you showed some of the sponsors that we had there. But that's something they're doing at their booth to get some of these tickets into some more hands. So they've been very creative. It's a hard ticket. This is like going to the Super Bowl of the recovery business. So you definitely, there's a lot of things there to see and do, and golf tournaments, a lot of things that we build our business around. But it's all the main focus, of course, is to make us better at what we do.
The show is legit. Hey, Ryan, you can see us and hear us okay?
I can see you okay now. I had some little camera issues going on there really quick, so I got that corrected, but we're good. Hi, everybody.
Hello, Ryan.
What's going on? How's everybody doing?
Good.
Thanks for the invite, Jay.
Well, yeah, man. You let me know that, hey, I could join too, and this is a party. This is the show before the show, right?
The dream team on here right now.
I know. It's pretty cool. Yeah, it is pretty cool. This show is in, 4 or 5 weeks away? Something like that. And it's interesting. I mean, this show, the show's been building and growing for months, right? This takes months to get ready, put together. You mentioned the expo hall. You got all the sponsors and the speakers and the agenda. I think it's really cool that Recovery Lending and Remarketing has this show. That's neat. How many years has this been going?
15.
That's pretty good. 15 years, right? That's a lot. It's a lot of work. So shout out to all that work that gets done, all the people behind the scenes, all the scheduling and the phone calls and the organization. Ryan, I saw you listed. Is Northwest Repossession listed on there too?
We are one of the sponsors this year, I think, for the golfing event, the beverage cart that's out there.
Golfing is what, Wednesday?
So that's going to be Thursday morning there.
Thursday morning.
And it's a big tournament that goes on every single year. It's a great time. It's always fun to see everybody out there. And I don't know what the theme is this year, but it's always themed every single year. So I got to double check so I can bring the correct wardrobe.
Let's put ourselves on the golf course for a minute. We're there. We're golfing. It's fun, but isn't that a great opportunity to spend time in a comfortable setting with other folks, business professionals, right? Obviously, I don't want to be Captain Obvious, but that's a great event to put in time, unwind, but also maybe, I'm sure that, there's a heated discussion on one of those holes.
Every once in a while, you get a little heated discussion that's out there. But you know what? It's all in good fun. The one thing I really like about it is that not every time are you playing with the same people every single time, right? You've got the ability to connect with a lender. You might be connected with another repo agency. I know Rich and I have played golf together a couple times. We've had a great time out there, connected with different lenders that are out there, different forwarders. It gives you a chance to just interact with people that are just not, you might not have a usual, you know, weekly conversation with. So it's getting to hang out with some people, learn a little bit about them, have a little bit of fun while you're out there, and hopefully you win the tournament.
Right. Well, and you want their business. Do I beat them on this hole again? I mean, I'm killing this guy.
Always give them tips.
Right. That's awesome. All right. So there's golf. There's the expo hall. There's educational sessions. What else? Are there other things that we didn't talk about?
You got all the exhibitors that are there. You know, different vendors that are there to, you know, supply different services that you may not be aware of.
All right. Renee, and you were saying?
There's the cocktail party on Thursday night, you know, that we would love for everybody to show up and socialize there, too.
All right, let's go to the cocktail party. So there you are. You got those round tables, finger foods.
Finger foods.
Right. The sessions have been going on all day, and I do like the cocktail events. You get a chance to mingle and talk a little shop, maybe meet somebody you haven't met before. Isn't that one of the things about trade shows, that's the unique opportunity? Get a chance to talk to somebody that you haven't talked to before, and, you know, maybe look for somebody that, I don't know, maybe could use an introduction and more information, right?
And when you go up and say hi to somebody
that
you don't know, you never know then when you'll end up on the ATI show as a reoccurring guest, because that's how we met, because I went up and you were on my bucket list to meet. And so there you are.
It's so true. I really do love trade shows. And I'd love to go. I'll go to one of these one year. For now, I'm producing the live stream, but I will eventually go. How many people, how many attendees do you have approximately?
We're expecting 800.
800?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Well, then if you include all the speakers and everybody else, are you at 1,000 people? Yeah.
They didn't miss that number by much last year. I mean, there was more than 700 at the event last year. So that's no hill for a climber, considering how quickly we sold out of rooms. We literally added an extra night for the Disney Epcot event, and that became just an instant popular thing that everybody likes. And I think you'll see more of that in coming years. Richard's on our planning committee, and we've been down there twice, surveying the property and the rooms and trying to make sure everything's set up just right. That committee is unbelievable. We work with a good PR firm, and everybody, it's an exchange of ideas about what's important, what's the buzz, what's everybody wanting to know more about. And Richard and the team, Vaughn, others, that all of us have been down there a couple of times, and I think we've got some really good topics and good things to cover.
Okay, so I've just been asked, this just in, is it too late to sign up?
No.
No. It's not too late. Where do you go? Do you go to reposummit.com?
Yes. And register.
Absolutely. And you know, you may not, there's times or certain nights you may find outside of our hotel block, but, you know, you've got the Waldorf next door and some other nearby properties, and don't let that discourage you. It's a short ride from anywhere to get there. So, or a short walk. So, you know, there's still some rooms out there. Just check it out. If there's anything we could do to help, give us a call.
That's a really good point. Obviously it's great to be in the building where everybody's at, but it's not always possible, and it works out just fine. So, all right. So the hotel room block that you have, Where are you? What hotel or property are you at?
The Insignia by Hilton, which is connected to conference center, connects it with the Waldorf Hotel, which is right next door. So there's plenty, should be room at one of their, if you don't get your room at the other.
Perfect. And okay, so looking again at the calendar, the committee, that was on the 9th. Is that right? Tuesday the 9th. The golf, we're into April 10th. Wednesday, April 10th?
Thursday.
The golf is on Thursday the 11th. What's on Wednesday the 10th? Does it start on the 10th?
That's the 8th. Go ahead, Renee.
Just the ARA convention starts on the 10th, the 60th anniversary.
Yeah, and shout out to all of our members, Jay, because that's our 60th anniversary. We'll be electing some new leaders and some taking care of business. This one will be just, you know, really taking care of the business of the association that does so much to help plan this and help bring it together for everybody. We want this to be an everybody kind of meeting when we go to NARS. But that first day where we all get together as members of the ARA to conduct business so that we can continue putting on great events like this, it's so important that our members participate and be there.
Gotcha. Okay, cool. So, yeah, there I said Thursday the 11th is the golf that kicks off the event. So it's Thursday and Friday, right?
Right.
All right. Let's see here. Oh, here's some pricing. It's all up here. So, and I wonder, I was just thinking like, you know, oh, hey, industry awards. Tell us more about that. What's going on with the awards?
Vaughn, you want to take that one?
Yeah, we have tons of awards that we'll be giving out for industry leaders. The main one that I would like to refer to is the Art Christensen Award. We've already picked the winner of that award. And it really circles around why we even have NARS. The Art is the pioneer and the inventor of this event, and that's one of the major awards we've been given. But we have tons of awards to give out this year. We've added some new ones. We've added some agents, actual agents on the ground awards in different regions. That's the first for this year. But that's a small part of NARS, the awards. The major part is the networking and us coming together to make our industry stronger.
As I listen, with all the things going on, I guess I see Thursday and Friday is the event. I see adding Wednesday in the future. This event's going to get longer.
Well, actually, we are planning to have a two-day event for NARS, a two full-day event starting next year. It's just too much information.
Right.
Put into a day and a half.
Yeah, exactly.
So the committee is planning on working that in for next year.
That's awesome. That is awesome. Well, and that's part of it too, is that, you know, I will say like, sometimes at an event, you know, there are people that I want to see for a moment, like Tony. Tony, I got to see you for a moment, Used Car Week. And luckily, because it was several days, I got to see you for a couple moments. And so that's the nice thing of time itself, right? Again, Captain Obvious here, but I like the opportunity to connect with somebody that I didn't get a chance to see on the first day. So, because things can seem like they go so fast, and then suddenly everybody's packing it up and they're gone. So, you know, and then it's on to the planning the next event. In our final moments here, anything we missed that somebody wants to mention?
I think something you'll see more of a presence this year than what I'm told by some of the, you know, the more tenured members, that there seems to be an increasing presence of lenders and forwarders, people who want to do business with the agents, and people who and when they have, you know, these side meetings, and some of them have those planned where they're meeting with some of their vendors, and it just shows the interest in what a cream of the crop type of people attend NARS. You know, these are the best in the business. These are the people that the lenders want to do business with. And so it's important that they see us getting the training. They like to sit in and see some of that and see what it is that we're doing to be better at what we do. And I think they're realizing that there's a sacrifice, there's a cost for doing that, and for training your people, and for outfitting them, and making sure that they're the best of the best when they go out and represent your company. So that's the awareness we bring to the table, that, you know, a lot of times you maybe get what you pay for. And so we think that the fact that we invest in these agents, there's only a percentage of, you know, we watched a third of the agents go away during COVID, and they by no means have come back. We've got less people doing more work It's a dangerous job. And so we need to work hand in hand with the lenders and try to be the best that we can be when we go out there to do the business.
If it's your first time, or, you know, and you let's say you're Rob, you're in the live chat, maybe you're in Car Haul, maybe you're a recovery agent growing business, you're going to go, what should you do to prepare? To get the most out of the event, you know?
Like, be willing to talk and socialize people. Be willing to open up yourself. Don't try to just, hold on to yourself and be shy. You know, don't be afraid to talk to somebody. Don't be afraid to walk up and just introduce yourself. Everybody's very receptive to you. Be willing to go to the roundtable events, go to the speeches, because they are very informative. You know, make sure you spend the time and the investment of going through everything.
Yeah, right. I'll kind of mimic there with what Chris is saying. I would say 9 years ago was the first year that I've ever gone to one of these events. I didn't know a single person there. I didn't know what I was getting myself into. I packed myself a stack full of business cards and just went out and started to meet everybody. But going to these different events, going to these different seminars, learning everything that's going on, you know, there's so much knowledge at these events, and there's so much you can learn from all these people. And there's all these people that are here that want to help you out and communicate with you and help build your companies up. I don't think that my company would be as successful as it is these days without the help of all these random people who I've never met before that are now some of my great friends. So go there, enjoy yourself, have fun, you know, bring a stack of business cards, because I ran out the first year, so bring more than you expect, because you're going to talk to everybody, anybody and everybody. So just get out there and have a great time.
Right. Develop your introduction. I do the same thing with business cards. Yeah, hi, here's my card. I know you may not, I don't know, maybe you don't use cards anymore, but I'm just going to set this on the table if that's okay. My name is Jay. I'm the founder of ATI Auto Business. And just if you keep doing that, somebody will allow you to be near them and continue talking.
And you know, Ron and Richard both, I'll just pick on those two for a second. I know that they've enjoyed some success in this business. And but I bet they can go back and remember their first conference and remember what that was like and some of the relationships that they forged when they were doing that. So, guys, if you've got one in mind or something you want to share with the audience, that would be great, just so they'll kind of where you started and you know, how that helped you grow.
Yeah, I would love to share. I think NARS is such a beautiful event, you know, and don't tell my wife that's not a vacation. Because NARS is a vacation, because that's where all my friends and family are. But with that said, you know, I can remember I've been going to NARS since the first one, and going there and dreaming and meeting what I feel like, I guess I am one of the old guys in the room now, but meeting the senior owners and talking to them, and then you hear their success and their stories, and you take that energy back to your team. And you build your team and you take the knowledge and the information that you learned at NARS. And it's like you just can't wait to get back the next year to see your same friends, same people, and share that you've implemented what you've learned, share the growth of your business. And then, you know, I can just remember my first NARS, I was only doing, you know, 300 or 400 cars a month and just dreaming and talking to these major players in our industry. And here I am, you know, we fast forward 15 years and now I'm the old guy in the room and I'm speaking to the group. So it's a beautiful thing. It's a lot to learn, a lot to take in. Like they said, don't be shy, speak up. If you're too shy to talk in the big conference room or ask out, catch us in the hallway, catch us anywhere at the conference. I love to talk shop. Everybody will tell you that knows me. I'll talk repo till cows come home. I love to share what I have to offer.
Great. Thanks, Paul.
Yeah.
I'm not going to really jump on what I've learned, but I will say, kind of piggybacking off what Chris and Ryan said, is when you go to these conferences, you have to be willing to ask questions. You can't be afraid. I remember the first one I went to, Jesus, so many years ago, and not just NARS, any conference. Not knowing anything, anyone is scared. But as you continue to go back, you learn, you have some friends that may have not even spoken to you before, but they come up, they give you some pointers. You learn a lot at the bars. You don't have to be a drinker, but you learn a lot of the networking comes from outside the conference rooms, where you're a little bit more relaxed and comfortable. Harding Brooks have been giving us a wonderful cocktail party. They sponsor a lot for us. And those are the times when you really meet and greet and learn a lot about the industry. So I'm excited about this year's NARS, and I'm welcoming these folks who've never come to come out. It's those small agents, the ones who have one or two employees, the lion's share of our business, that really needs to come out to these events to learn what our industry really is all about.
I'd like to add one thing that I feel is very important for people that are going for their first time. You know, a lot of companies go out there thinking that they're going to meet these big lenders and all of a sudden get a contract with them. Listen, it may not happen the first time, may not happen the second. It took me 3 years for me to land some of my biggest directs. But what they do is they recognize you there. They see that you put the effort to show up to those events, and they take you more seriously when they see you go there. So don't be discouraged if your first time's there and you didn't land some big lender that you wanted. But if you get the chance to introduce yourself, believe me, they will recognize you. They will start paying attention to your name as more and more they see you, and that opportunity will come around. It just may not be instantaneous. But the lenders do pay very big attention to who's part of ARA or Allied and who shows up to these conferences, because then they consider them, hey, they want the education, they're a professional business, and those are the ones they choose before they choose somebody else.
That's awesome feedback. Gosh, I got wrapped up in that. I forgot what I was going to say, but I was going to say this. ARA webinars. Before we go, let's promote. ARA webinars, this is ongoing. You have webinars. How often do you have them? Maybe monthly?
Once a month.
Yeah. What's the next one?
Tony, do you know the next one coming up? I don't know. I have it off the top of my head.
Or what was the last one, right? Was the last one the body armor?
The last one was the body armor. Marcel did. It was pretty good.
Yep.
I've seen, what are some other ones actually that you've had?
What's known as the Vaughn Clemens Fireside Chats are instrumental, and it is shop talk, and it gets down to the nitty gritty of what the real problems are, and that's something that Vaughn as a leader and what ARA tries to do is to be maybe a voice for the little guys and you know the small operators, but also those that have enjoyed some success know how important that it's the same formula for whether you're small or large or medium. You have to have the investment in your company and your team and the education and the supplies and the ability, the property, the real estate. Boy, that was another big one we had where we've talked about. We all know what's happened to the real estate market and some of these areas that our people have to store vehicles, it's price prohibitive. So there's just a lot of challenges besides manpower, safety, cost of doing business, cost of information, technology, equipment, all of this, comes together, and we really don't have anyone as recovery agents. We don't have anyone we can pass that down to. We're the buck stops here. We're the end of the road. So it's really how badly do we want to do the job right, do it safely, make sure that the agents are well equipped, well trained, and so that's what these monthly webinars and we don't pretend to be the only people out there doing this, but we just happen to have the resources and the people to do this, and we're going to be responsible and make this a better industry.
Hey, Renee, I just had an idea. The Harding Brooks Wheel of Education. So you have on social media, you'll share these topics. And so at your booth this year, you could have the Wheel of Education, And when, you know, people stop by the booth, spin the wheel, and they spin the wheel, and then there's the ping pong ball or whatever happens. And then if they lands on keys or the lot is full or whatever the wheel of education topic is, then they get I don't know what they get.
Okay, I'll talk right. to Mike about that. Yeah.
See what Mike thinks about Jay's crazy wheel of education,
idea,
which was inspired by what Tony just said. And there you have it. That's what happens at trade shows and webinars and live streams. I want to thank everybody so much for taking the time to be here tonight to talk about. I feel like we did a pretty good job of talking about what you'll see at NARS, what the ARA is talking about, and we got to meet you. Richard, you're on the planning committee, so now I know the secret. Brennan, you've got software that I want to learn more about. Chris, hit it out of the park with advice for, yeah, you're absolutely right. First year, second year, maybe nothing. But hang in there, and because people like to see people that hang in there. So that was awesome. So, again, a round of applause. Thank you, everybody, so much.
Thank you.
Renee, great job.
Thank you, guys.
Another good one. And Vaughn, thanks so much.
Thank you, Jay. Appreciate it.
All right. We'll be in touch. I'll see you in a month on the live stream at NARS.
We'll
see you then.
All right.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Ryan, bye, Jay.
Right
thanks.
On.
Take
thanks
care.
For
bye.
Jumping in. Okay, thanks everybody.
Buddy.
Yeah.
There you go.
Awesome. All right. And that's a cut. Okay, there we go. Awesome. You know, it's hard to say goodbye, so I just kind of do it. And then now, here's the challenge. Okay, 30 seconds. Let's wrap this up, Jay. Come on. I want to thank One Auction View, Murphy Auto Transport Services, Auction View Commerce, Superflow Systems, Transport Auto Quoter. I want to thank ARA, American Recovery Association, NARS, the North American Repo Summit, Vaughn, Tony, Richard, Brennan, Chris, and thank you, Ryan, for jumping in. Thank you for jumping in the live chat. Thank you so much for hanging out with us, learning more about NARS, the recovery industry. Every time I do a show about it, I learn more, and then I have a thirst for knowledge on recovery and seeing how it intersects with remarketing and auto lenders. Who doesn't want to learn more about the lenders and, you know, how to get their business? So stay tuned to learn more about NARS and ARA and the Repo Bunch. What's up, Brianna? How you doing? Thanks everybody so much. Take care. Stay safe. And we'll see you soon. Here comes the car hauler. Peace out. Thanks, everybody.